Hello, mech fans around the world, and those that aren't fans yet, and welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcast where your intrepid co-hosts Fuzzy, that'd be me, and Chris, summarize, critique, and make fun of the entirety of the Gundam franchise from beginning to end. This is Episode 2, and we'll be talking about Episode 2 of the original Mobile Suit Gundam 0079, Destroy Gundam. Moe agare, and take it away. Hello, and welcome back to Episode 2. Yeah, you like that? You like this. That in-character voice?
I love it. Yes, welcome back to this thing that has a name, and you all know what that is.
Because we have a pre-recorded... I mean the thing we do live before every episode. Shit.
You the listener know as much about this show as we do. Actually more, because you will know the name. So you also know that we're just gonna do it. Hi, we're watching Mobile Suit Gundam, the old 79?
Yes, the episode we're going to be talking about today came out on April 14th, 1979.
And it is titled, Destroy Gundam!
That's true, that is how it's titled.
Yeah, I really like how you kept the energy going. You yes-ended the fuck out of that.
You see, you gotta keep your listeners on a wild roller coaster ride of energy and hype, because yeah. I have and plenty of hype for the and disappointment, because I have plenty of hype for this episode, because we get to see the Red Comet his fucking self out and about.
My beautiful red sun?
My beautiful, the first of many red suns, really.
Oh no, he's not gonna be special anymore?
Well, you see, Char, he really, you see, whenever Char wants to get in a mech, he doesn't just get in any old schmo mech. He has that mech customized, and then he has the most important customization put on.
A red paint job?
He paints it red, because it goes three times faster.
I feel like Livy would love Char. We need to have Livy guest on one of these episodes.
Livy, please
call her out.
Please watch this. Please watch Mobile Suit Gundam so you can see Char, because we have a feeling it might be up your alley.
So once again, anybody who listened to the first episode is going to know that I'm going to say things out of order. You actually know what's going on, and I'm just going to start yelling at you.
That's fine. That is how you know, epics are written and champions are made, truly.
And we'll see how many episodes we can get through this episode.
Yeah. So first things first, a synopsis of sorts. So...
Oh, wait.
Yes?
We're professional podcasters. We're supposed to say, I'm Chris.
Oh, yes. I'm Fuzzy. Yep. You may have heard us
name, birth certificate.
Yep. You may have heard us last time on the previous episode. Or you might not have. If you're starting with this episode, weird choice, but I respect it.
Yeah, like, I can kind of get if we're, like, episode 30 and you're like, I want to listen to the most recent one to see if I'm into it before I go back. But if you're like, oh, there's two episodes, I'm going to start with the second one.
You know, like, we
don't, you know what, I'm going to draw a hard line here. Don't want you as a listener. You're something wrong with
me. Chris does not speak for both of us. You have at least 50% of the support of the cast of this, the regularly occurring cast of this program, if you want to jump on episode 2.
All right, fine. I'll relent this one time.
All right.
But so help me God, if you start with episode 3, I'm disowning you as a listener.
So now that we've drawn a hard line in the sand,
Destroy Gundam!
Let's talk about Destroy Gundam. So, as always, the approximate setup of how we're going to do this is we're going to talk about a brief summary of the episode, and then we're going to...
Episode 1 was 45 minutes long, motherfucker.
I
fuck you.
It was longer than the actual episode.
As God intended. Hey, man, like, shut up. Okay.
All right, you go. Fuzzy, Lord Fuzzington, please. The King Fuzzington of the Principality of Fuzz.
Yeah, it's a principality, we swear. It is called sometimes the Dukedom of Zeon, for the record.
What the fuck? Is he a duke?
420 blaze it.
Please do this episode. We're never going to get through this.
Anyway, so we talk. So this episode opens after we get the opening. We get those beautiful 2 minutes that we talked about last episode for 10 minutes. We get the beautiful 2 minutes, and we get
somewhere. The important part is somewhere between 4 and 8 billion people die in 3 months.
Yes.
Yep.
And we meet the captain of White Base at this time. I'm not going to say his name, because he doesn't last very long.
He does. He actually lasts quite a few episodes. He just doesn't fucking do much.
Yeah. He's not super important. And fun fact...
He's all Charlie in the Chocolate Factory up in there.
Yeah, fun fact, in the origin, he dies, like, in the first book. Good. Yeah.
We're not talking about the origin.
Yes, we're talking about...
God damn it.
The origin.
The origin. Yeah, you know, the other one. The first origin.
Yes.
The origin.
The
one.
Original. The original. Fuck me. So we meet the captain of White Base, and he's like, shoot those assholes. Another guy comes in. His name's Ryu Jose, something. He arrives to replace him. And then Char launches a missile attack and grievously wounds the captain of White Base. Meanwhile, one of the Zaku pilots to survive invading Side 7 reports back to Char, and Char listens to him and is like, that sounds like a lot of hot garbage, Slender. That's his name, by the way. His name's Slender. Yep. And he's a man.
I'm going to stop you here because I don't know. He's a Slender man. Yep. I don't know when this comes up, but I do not want to skip over it. There is a line, a grievous fucking line in this goddamn episode in the very beginning. Someone says something along the lines of, we're going to escape Side 7, but in reverse. Motherfucker! There is a... infiltrate! You're going to infiltrate Side 7, you piece of shit! Why? I guess it's because they're translating it and their mouth is moving and they gotta fill that with fucking words, but fucking fill it better. Goddamn asshole from 70, I wanna, if I could time travel.
For the record, this was dubbed in 2001.
What?
Yeah.
That person is definitely still alive and I can go punch them in the
yes,
mouth.
Yes, okay. This was, the English dub was released in July 24th, 2001. A Space Odyssey.
God damn it. I'm trying to be angry, Fuzzy. Don't fuck this up.
Gotta defuse
anyways,
the situation.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb and hot garbage, and they don't say that in Japanese. They just speak normal goddamn sentences. We're gonna infiltrate Side 7 in reverse.
Sunglasses.
Meanwhile, we cut to the Musai, and it's just backing up. We hear a beep, beep, beep noise, despite the vacuum of space. So yeah, that's Kanan. We need to come up with a way to say Kanan, but that's Gundam related. Man, I really hope there's someone's name who sounds close enough to that in Gundam somewhere.
That would be nice. Yes, we can't just rip off campaign.
Can't rip off other podcasts.
Which is 100% not what we're doing. Sailor Morphin Grid.
What? I didn't. I can't hear. I can't hear shit. What? I didn't hear anything that you're saying. What?
Good. Yes. What? Musai.
Go listen to people who know what they're talking about. Anyway. And us. So, Char listens to this decidedly garbage description and reports to his commanding officer, Dozel Zabby. That's his name. Meanwhile, inside Seven, Fra is helping a bunch of evacuees.
Ladyboy.
Yep. we meet a new character named Sayla Mass. She appears to be working for the Federation. She actually is a, like, commissioned officer.
I was gonna say, you said appears to be. Is she a fucking mole? Are you spoiling me right now?
No. She's not a mole. Like, she is. She works for the Federation. That's just, like, fuck. She's wearing a uniform.
Is this the one who's like, I can kind of pilot later?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that one.
Okay.
With the blonde hair.
Oh! Okay, I know who you're talking about now. This is not the person I was thinking of. Okay.
Sayla Mass. She's like, hey, Fra, come over here and help me with these medical things. Need some medical checks.
It's a technical thing. Yep.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Bright walks in and gives a damage report to the injured captain. A lot of shit happened, and White Base only has 10 people ready to fight that are on commissioned staff.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently, the Zaku's just wantonly firing killed a lot of people.
Yeah, you know what? It kind of checks because there are, like, only 15 civilians made it out, too, right?
Yeah, not a lot. Well, about 50, actually.
50? Well, it doesn't seem like, this is a colony. There were, they're just in, like, in this war, they're just indiscriminately murdering everyone,
so,
aren't they?
So, this is something that should be noted due to the animation that they do kind of fix with the origin. The sense of scale is real wonky in the anime because they couldn't afford to draw more people. In the origin, conversely, White Base is full to the brim of civilians when they leave. There's still only about, 10 battle-ready personnel and about 30 like combat-capable soldiers, like people who are still people who weren't meant to be like in the field and mostly were meant to like file office papers and crap, but they're still capable of being officers if they need to. They're there, but it's not many. It's not a lot, and White Base is capable of holding a lot of people.
Yeah. All right.
And this is
I'll give it to him.
This is the point where we get this nice lady, Mirai Yashima, who's like, I can pilot, I think.
Yeah, her. She's the best. She's like, I'll do it. Fine, whatever. She's boss. She's boss as hell.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll pilot this giant fucking lion-looking thing.
Yeah.
Horse.
It's a horse. It's got a horse face, man.
I'm fucking sorry.
Good.
I have ligers on the brain.
Ligers on the brain. Meanwhile, Char is talking to this Zabby fella, who's an admiral of the space fleet, and he is, importantly, a member of the ruling family. The Daddy Zabby is the head of the Principality of Zeon, and he is not a prince, nor do I think is he a duke. I think he's the king. I forget, honestly.
I hate this.
Yep. It's a good...
Just call it a kingdom.
Nope. It's.
I know Principality sounds cooler.
It does. You can't
or
just call your
prince.
Space Prussia a kingdom. You gotta call it something cool, man.
You can call it the Prussia-pality. Thank you. Thank you, Buzzy.
You're welcome.
I did not deserve that, but thank you for giving it to me.
I had fun. That's what's important.
So is this the point where... you know what? I'll just wait. I'm sure it'll be there eventually.
I mean, so at this point, Dozel is like, all right, I'll give you some more crap, though. Follow that White Base, though. That's important.
Oh, this is more of the, I blew up on my Zaku's, give me more Zaku's.
Yep, this is the first instance of, I blew up on my Zaku's, give me more Zaku's.
I love it. I just love it. I love it so much. match. Just imagine getting that call. You don't see these battles and how crazy this fucking weird kid Gundam is. You're just like, every day at 5 o'clock, here comes Char. Hey, I blew up all my Zakus. May I please have more Zakus?
Yeah, that's basically how it goes, man. So finally, the people on White Base get around to picking up the goddamn phone and calling Amuro inside the Gundam. And they're like...
You mean Amuro?
And they're like, this is a child.
They also say the line, like, we've had teen soldiers before, this is no... or something like that in the English.
Yeah.
Where there's like, fuck it, we use child soldiers.
He says that in, he says that in the original, too. It's like, yeah, no, humans have used that before, it's fine. He is 15 to 16 at the time of Mobile Suit Gundam.
I really need to stop shipping him with people then.
I mean, whatever. It's Japan.
It's anime.
Yeah. Bright is kind of salty about it, and the captain is just like, no one else is out here to replace him, so...
Just like, fuck it, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, some other characters search around for survivors, and a young man by the name of Kai Shiden introduces himself. He's the smarmy-looking motherfucker with the real punchable face.
Is he one of the ones that... He's the one that ends up... In the red one, right?
I believe so. He's got the gray hair and the punchable face.
Yeah, it's just the aforementioned punchable face.
Yeah, yeah, I really want to punch him in the fucking face.
We could not tell. You hit it very well.
I hate his face. real bad, man.
You know, I just realized they do actually have different faces.
Yeah.
For how shitty this anime is sometimes. It's not just a bunch of faces, a bunch of the same face with different hairdos.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. They do have vastly different faces and head shapes.
Some of them do not have whites in their eyes.
That's true.
It's just flesh-colored eyeballs. Yeah,
that's true.
It's fucking disturbing.
Meanwhile, Char decides that it's a good idea to invade Side 7...
In reverse. Wait, escape in reverse.
Without... excuse me, yeah, you're right. He decides that the best way to escape in reverse Side 7 is in their spacesuits without their giant weapons of war.
Which, can we just stop for a half a minute and talk about how fucking sweet that pink spacesuit is?
That, yes. Char... Being Char.
Char has an aesthetic.
Char has an aesthetic, guys. Char has a hell of an aesthetic.
I know.
And
I know. I'm hot garbage for it. But fucking love Char. He's so dumb.
Oh yeah, Char is some hot garbage. And I love it. I love Char so
Dude,
goddamn.
Fucking mass. He's blown up all these Zakus.
You'll hear me say this a few times, but one of my favorite mobile suits of all time is a Char specific suit. Only one was ever made, and it was for him. It's real good.
Alright. I can't wait.
Well.
You have any idea about what episode we get to?
That actually doesn't appear till the sequel movie.
Boo!
Yeah.
Wait, there are movies? Are we watching movies?
There are movies, yeah. We're doing... Char's counterattack is canon, man. It's important. It's important to the UC timeline, man.
You heard it here, folks.
Oh, no, I was planning on doing all the movies, even the live-action one that I didn't know existed until I checked Wikipedia. Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there's a live-action Gundam out there. I didn't know it existed. It's probably going to be the worst. And we're going to watch that shit and commentate about it like it's the goddamn Star Wars Christmas special. We'll loop it for an entire day until we understand.
Alright, back on track. This dude has an awesome pink suit.
He's got an awesome pink spacesuit.
Because... Because fuck not being able to be picked out. Like, you've gotta show, like,
yeah, also,
you gotta get,
like,
someone to shoot
brief,
at.
Brief note here. No one else in Zeon wears this much red. Nope. No one.
He hasn't as... Look, Zeon understands aesthetics. If you massacre a bunch of people...
You gotta look good.
They will let you have custom skins.
They are... All right. So... brief aside here also, Zeon, their big thing is, like, space for the space noids. Space noids being the title for people born in space.
Yes, but they also, like... occupy half of Earth.
That's also true, but, like, space for the space noids, man.
Yeah.
Which, you know, might sign... they look kind of like Space Prussia. They got some Otto von Bismarck shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Their style is impeccable. They kill a lot of people of a certain class slash ethnicity slash profile. Are you beginning to notice some similarities?
No, just say it.
They're space Nazis. The goddamn space Nazis, guys. In case it wasn't clear, Zeon is space Nazis mixed with space Prussia.
It's the prince, right?
It's
the principality.
It's space Prussia Nazis with an impeccable sense of style. Their aesthetic manual is top-notch.
And they have mechanic... their mechanized armor is top... is like... oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
anyway, Big Sam.
They're backdooring this thing in reverse.
Yeah. So, Char and a few guys in, excuse me.
Literally a few guys.
Literally, like, five-ish.
Just, they're doing guerrilla warfare with their commander and commanding officer.
Yes. And they, like, they literally line...
they have a warship outside!
With a mirror. Like, literally the space equivalent of blinking a flashlight a few times at the Musai, and it shoots a gun, its giant gun, to make a hole, which then they use to get inside Side 7. And White Base is like, oh shit! And so then he's like, okay, Amuro, you fuck, go kill some dudes. Well, actually, first go and destroy all the spare parts for the Gundam.
And here's my favorite part. My favorite part is they're like, okay, we're gonna have this team pilot this military suit. But that's not enough. Let's give them napalm.
Yeah.
Just give this fucking 12-year-old some napalm.
Isn't it called super napalm?
It's. I was gonna get that to that in a second, because they got... yes. Yes, it is super napalm.
It's napalm in a cape.
Don't know what super napalm is. Well, you shouldn't give it to teenagers.
Well, so they give a child, an ostensibly a child, super napalm.
Super napalm.
To start...
war crime level
yeah.
ordinance.
They proceed to, you know... melt a bunch of metal together so that Zeon can't find it. Meanwhile, Char sees this, and Sayla...
he's taking pictures.
Yeah, he's taking pictures. He's about to pick up a part, and Sayla is like, hey.
Fuck off, son.
Stop it.
And then we got two beautiful blonde people.
Yes, we get...
beautiful for the anime. Two beautiful blonde people wearing pink uniforms.
Staring at each other. I wonder if this is telling of a future thing.
I wonder if this is foreshadowing at all.
I wonder if this is foreshadowing of some kind to represent a certain element of the plot.
Oh, wait, no, they tell us. Here in a second, when he's like, was that my sister? Was that her?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, my sister's a pussy.
Oh, yeah.
This one wasn't a pansy.
Also, Char, like, does a sweet fucking, like, scoot roundhouse kick to knock the gun out of her hand.
Yep. And this is something that always pisses me off in media, is the move and I will shoot you, and then person immediately moves, other person never pulls the fucking trigger.
Yeah.
You motherfucker, you can pull that trigger! You can pull that trigger!
To be fair, though, we'd have a lot less conflict in the Gundam universe if Sayla had just fucking shot Char right now.
She just gets that motherfucker! Just
like,
kills him dead.
Honestly... The 1 year war would have ended a week later.
Yes, because Char is their only... Like, the reason they send a commanding officer on away missions in this thing is because he's the fucking only person who can do anything.
Char is excessively competent to make up for the adequacy of the rest of Zeon. Yeah. So, Amuro destroys all the spare parts... and then the hangar to White Base opens up, and he loads in, but Char also sneaks in, and everyone's like, fucking stop that guy, and so a bunch of people shoot at him, but he manages to escape. White Base prepares for battle with, Mirai, Sayla, and Hayato getting used to their new positions as now officers on White Base, because they have to be. Mm-hmm. And, Amuro loads up with his gun and shield, goes out, fucking murders Slender, just straight dead. One shot, fucking... one kill.
Also, this is where he, okay, backtrack a little bit. At some point, who's the commander right now? Not the guy in the bed, but the guy who's taking over for him.
Bright.
So Bright, I think it's Bright, who says, issue a gun... to anyone.
Yes. When they're trying to shoot anyone. At Char, he literally tells anyone who can hold a gun better be fucking holding one.
And then after Amuro fucking murders this dude, well, okay, that's a little harsh. That dude was gonna kill him. After Amuro victories this guy,
Char comes out in his special red colored Zaku and fights him.
What? Also, the fucking monologue. I was about to say inner monologue, but no. Amuro just thinks out loud.
It's true.
Constantly. says something along the lines of, so this is what war is. Like, just says it. And I'm like, motherfuckers. We can infer. You don't have to spell it out like this. Anyways, please continue. Yes, the red comet. In all of its majestic glory.
And they fight.
It's my favorite because, A, Zaku's are my favorite, and this one's just a cooler Zaku that goes three times as fast, you've established.
There is a line later that Char talks about his customization of various suits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were making a joke about it being red.
Well, this is literally what he says. He says he gets it, more boosters are put on it, he makes sure that it's three times faster than a normal Zaku, and he also paints it red. But the way he phrases the line makes it sound like if this, then that.
Are we sure that Char is not an idiot savant?
Are we sure Char isn't actually an orc? From Warhammer 40k.
Mordaka.
He's a mech boy.
The mech boy. Anyway, so Char's like, I can fuck this kid up. And then he's like, oh wait, no I can't apparently.
Yeah.
My bullets don't get in there.
Yeah.
Except in later episodes where he literally shoots through the shield. But we'll get to that when we get to that.
Shh, don't worry about it. Just know that the Gundam is nearly impervious at this point in time. Because it's made out of... Chris, I'd like you to guess what the metal that...
Gundanium!
Yeah. It's called...
Or something to that effect.
It's called Gundanium, guys. The magic metal that is damn near impervious is called... Gundanium. Mm-hmm.
I want to rename it Goddamnium.
Please feel free to tweet your anger at me. I will gather up your rage and send it to Tomino-sensei. in a big leather-bound volume. Yeah, it's pretty fucking dumb. It's a little dumb.
But we continue.
But that's basically where episode 2 ends.
You're missing a really important part where he runs out of goddamn ammo again and is once more surprised.
Oh yeah. Amuro, in his infinite wisdom, runs out of goddamn ammo again, to no one's surprise. Despite the fact
again.
That someone literally took him and said, "Hey, Amuro, conserve your beam rifle ammunition because you only have so many shots. Please be
also,
careful." And then he runs out of ammo.
Giant fucking display readout. It's not even complicated. It's these red fucking bars that slowly deplete as you use your fucking ammo. And he just doesn't look down. Yep.
HUDs are hard, man. HUDs are hard. Heads-up displays just don't make sense, man. It's fine.
Okay, episode 2.
Episode 2, yeah. Yeah, it's...
Just...
Yeah.
Amuro.
Amuro's a fucking dumbass. Amuro is an idiot. It gets better, I swear. We do some soul searching with him a little bit later. We go hand in hand. We go with some desert walks.
We've got to figure out how to end these fucking
Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 2 of Mobile Suit Fandom. If you want to yell about how either of us are garbage or that you like what we do, you can find us on Twitter with @MobileSuitPod. Myself, @FuzzySynowaki, that's FuzzySynowaki, and Chris, @EYOLO. Also, if you're new to Gundam as a whole and really want to give it a try, I cannot recommend Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans enough. It's available for free legal streaming on a variety of platforms, including the official Gundam YouTube channel, @GundamInfo. That YouTube channel contains both the sub and the dub of IBO. The dub currently is in the middle of being dubbed, but IBO itself has recently finished. They also have the 3 compilation movies of 0079 available until sometime in July, so if you really want to just mainline all of 0079, give those a shot. They're actually pretty good. Until next time, mech fans, remember, I came here to laugh at you.